Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Michael Filios is here. Michael is a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of IT Ally Institute, an organization that helps people like you and me make sure that we put our money and invest it the right way with the technology that is what we need to go forward, not what the other people tell we should need, but what we need, and hopefully, especially with what our customers tell us they expect from us. He's the author of a new book called Tech Debt 2.0, How to Future-Proof Your Small Business and Improve Your Tech Bottom Line. He's our new friend, Michael Filios. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I'm glad somebody wrote this book because, Michael, one of the things, you know, small business owners don't have any challenges figuring out what kind of real estate they need. They don't they need to be better at hiring, but they are getting better at that. The marketing is still a little challenging, but it's just mostly a matter of applying what we know. But when it comes to knowing how to spend our money for technology, for computers and software and systems in the cloud, and capability that we've never had available to us before, it all mounts up. Even when it's just, you know, $29 a seat for some SaaS capability, it still mounts up at the end of the year. It's thousands of dollars. It's hard to know how to spend our money, isn't it?
It's very true, and it's sort of a double-edged sword. In effect, today now more than ever, small businesses have access to world-class technology. That wasn't the case. Through innovations like the cloud has given us access to somewhat level the playing field against larger organizations. But at the same time, it's introduced complexity and a greater need to understand how to manage the technology versus the technology itself. And that's fundamentally what we want to raise awareness around here, particularly with the changes in technology over the past, well, 3 decades, let's just say, from mainframe to client server to internet, and now the cloud. So it does create an interesting challenge for SMBs and their leadership teams.
Well, there's no question about it. And one of the things that I like about what you do in your book and your work is to identify the different types of tech debt, as you call it. Tell us about those, the three kinds, and why we should care.
Sure. So this is something that I've sort of observed personally as starting out as a finance person and then doing consulting and as an entrepreneur and ultimately becoming a corporate CIO at Fortune 500 company. So I had a front row seat to that 30 years of evolution of technology. And in many cases, it was often at times very difficult for organizations to understand whether or not they were taking on what we call now tech debt 2.0. So we felt it was important to put some definition around the different types of tech debt, as you referred to, and so we've categorized them into three areas.
Can I stop you for a second? Tech debt 1.0. Was that just getting digital at all, buying computers and the different softwares? Was that tech, was that 1.0? What do you think?
So in fact, thanks for asking that. The term technical debt has been around for about 30 decades, and the original definition came out of the software industry predominantly, whereby developers would consciously release their software code knowing that it had defects in it, but they wanted to get it to market faster, and therefore they took that risk. It was a trade-off. So we, after looking at this now, and of course with the evolution that I mentioned 30 years later, felt that it was time for a more contemporary definition of tech debt because it has grown more sinister and smarter and stealthier than ever before. So that is the reason for calling it 2.0, Jim. And putting a more current view on thing, and as well as broadening the definition. As I mentioned, this goes way beyond software defects when you're thinking about managing all of this, and it could relate to processes, data, talent, infrastructure, software, even if it's purchased, are all potential root causes or symptoms of tech debt. So with that in mind, going back to the definitions or the three types, we call unplanned as one type of this, where it incurs due to an unexpected event. And in this case, it could be all of a sudden you have a hardware failure, a server goes down, or it could be a cyber attack as a result of some underlying vulnerabilities that you might have within your environment. So that's an unplanned event. That's certainly going to get your attention. Creeping is something that occurs more gradually, and this is something that sometimes is unnoticed, and perhaps with changes in leadership and different people running the function, it doesn't get quite noticed. And an example of this is perhaps a company that's purchased an ERP software and has customized it over a period in time, and it no longer looks like that application that they bought, making it more difficult to upgrade or integrate with other pieces of software.
Could it also be creeping also be where we subscribe to certain capability, and over time we don't use it anymore, but somehow it keeps getting deducted from our checking account? You know, we like I mentioned, $29 a seat earlier. You know, we subscribe to 20 seats. And now we only have 10 people using it, but for some reason, we're still getting billed for that. Could that be a creeping example?
I think it's a great point, and I'll sort of use this as an example of what we see oftentimes in our research and working with clients is the sub-optimization of existing investments that you've made. And some of this could be contractual. Some of it can be just we just don't have a good management system to really understand that. And there's some areas of exposure there that we certainly acknowledge and take a look at.
Right.
And as it relates to, it's sort of related to the third type is intentional. And this is where perhaps, especially now we're seeing it with COVID times, companies are cutting back. They're maybe really prioritizing at a hyper level where they want to make investments. So in this case, it's okay because they're doing it as a conscious decision, Jim, right? They're saying, look, we're going to take on that risk. We're going to defer that investment.
Three is the steps you take to fix one and two. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Michael Filios. He's the author of the new book, Tech Debt 2.0, which he just described for us. We're going to talk some more about this after the break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.